welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. Sandy Williams is still here. You know, Sandy, I want to talk now about the recession. Man, I go back to all of those years, last couple of years, with you talking about toolboxes. Toolboxes to handle recessions and toolboxes now to handle inflation. And it's clear what is the feds are doing. You predicted that. That's what they're doing. It's starting to have some impact, some effect, but they clearly don't want to slow the economy down to the degree that it causes major pain. But it's almost too late for that now, right?
Well, you know, this every recession is different. You know, everyone fights the last war, and then the next one comes up, and it's a new and different problem. And the difference with this recession is that it seems to be a high employment recession. Okay, low unemployment recession. We don't have those. You know, the definition of a recession almost always was high unemployment.
Yes.
Stagflation was a period of high inflation and high unemployment. That's what we had in the 70s. Right now, we seem to have a labor shortage, okay, that is causing a very low unemployment, but we have high inflation, and we're beginning to see signs of recession, right? So we might end up having simultaneously a recession with low unemployment and high inflation.
So help me understand.
And this is because we have this unusual situation of shortage. One of the reasons for our recession is we can't find people to make stuff who would that would in turn get sold. You can't buy a new car because they can't make new cars.
Yeah.
One of the reasons they can't make new cars has to do with labor shortages that exist in various sectors of the economy, like unloading things at the dock in San Diego. That's a logistical problem that contributes to the chip problem. I mean, this is just a very unusual economic circumstance in which we have kind of the perfect storm of all kinds of logistical problems, all kinds of frictional employment issues. We have had some kind of societal change in the type of jobs people are willing to do. We have more people staying at home and not working. So this recession is going to be different than any recession we've had in the past. And I do predict, as a result, that it's going to be harder to fix, because you can't fix a recession with more deficit expenditures if the recession is accompanied by inflation, because the more deficit expenditures will increase inflation. You can't fix a recession that's caused by shortages by pouring more money in the hopper, because that will bid up the price of everything that's short, which will cause more inflation. So it's a difficult circumstance to look at. Ultimately, the pill for inflation is the inability to buy things, to bid it up. So you do have to take money out of the pocket of buyers. So ultimately, the cure for almost every recession is a bitter pill for Tom, Dick, and Mary.
So how do you then, Sandy, if people won't be getting laid off and they'll still be working through the recession, that means money is still going to be moving through the economy. Certainly probably not at the speed that it was, but it's still going to be moving. How then do you stop the economy from moving forward?
Well, right now the money that's moving through the economy is bidding the price of things up. Okay, so instead of creating more production, it's just increasing the price of everything that's produced. That money doesn't go in the pocket of the people who do the manufacturing. It goes in the pocket of the people who own the manufacturing. Okay, so the money flows upstream. But even the stock market is looking at those kind of shortages and saying, well, we're not sure about the long-term value those kind of earnings will provide, because inflation ultimately will increase interest rates. Higher interest rates will reduce the value of money earned in the future. Money earned in the future is the basis for the value of stocks, so the value of stocks goes down. So even accumulated asset value will go down in a circumstance like what we're talking about. And there will be pain. You know, the inflation will be suffered by those who are involved in the manufacturing process, which will be, and there will be a recession in terms of the number of output of products. It's an inflationary spiral that is created by shortage is very difficult to contain. It's the reason why price controls are what is used in warfare during wars to control the economy. It's why we had those books of stamps, not we, but our parents had those books of stamps during World War II to buy things not with money, but with stamps.
But so the impact of it being a global recession, does it make it more difficult for us then because
yes.
it's out of our control?
Yes. I mean, the recessions we've had in the past have frequently been aided by, for instance, demand from China. So the growth of China during the first decade of the 2000s had helped us out of the 2008 recession because it was a source of demand out there and a source of business activity. And we helped Europe climb out of its recession when they had all these defaulting economies and issues associated with government-issued debt, Greece, Spain, various countries. So there is a lot of international relationships when they're all in a recessionary cycle. And if we, in fact, cordon China off from us, like there was talk of doing, you know, separating China and Russia, sequestering them again like we had during the Cold War, we don't get them to help us out of the recession either. So, but what the concerning thing now is that China's kind of going into a recession itself. In fact, they are in a recession. So when the world at large goes into a recession, there's less buoyancy in the world economy to bring us out of recession.
You know, Sandy, and I know, well, in the circles that I travel, and it's probably understandable, people aren't even considering or concerned about recession. They may not know it's even coming, and they're already on the margin. And man, it's just, you wish you could somehow wake them and say, hey, You got to really know right now is just a bad time for a lot of different things. I know when it comes to buying a car, this is not the time. I mean, I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
But you know, I got a wife that says, hey, I want my car. And
well, I mean, this thing about shortage and inflation. So inflation will get cured, it ultimately gets cured, but it gets cured in some painful ways because you have to take money you have to make it impossible for people to bid up the price of stuff that's in short supply. And much of the reason for our inflation today is short supply of cars, short supply of oil, short supply of heating. And, you know, if you want to have something fixed in your house, get a heating and ventilating air conditioning person to come repair something, you try and get someone to come tomorrow and fix it.
Well, this is the wrong time of year to try to get someone.
Well, it's the wrong time because they're all short of staff, and they can't.
Oh, even in that.
Oh, yeah. Every one of the trades is short. Construction trade, short. Everyone who's trying to run a big construction project is having trouble with delays.
Is that because there's so many more businesses or, you know, opening up?
Well, the labor market changed. So the people who are willing to do it go to a restaurant. They're hiring staff. They're looking for staff. Everyone who studies the economy is sort of scratching their head, trying to figure out what has happened to the labor market that has created shortages everywhere in the labor market. And the fact is it kind of exists. People have changed what they're willing to do. People who quit jobs aren't willing to come back to them. Pilots. The airlines are having this trouble finding pilots. They talked pilots into quitting 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Right.
Now they're not coming back.
Because they didn't want to pay the wage to them. They thought these older guys are making all the money. We're going to bring newer guys in. We'll make more money. And in the long run, all of that thinking has been.
Well, all of that thinking has created this kind of frictional problem where if you want workers to do what you want them to do, you'll have trouble finding those workers in today's world right now.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.